Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about five lines before the lines get wide. The Gemara is going to tell us that today the story of Reb Elazar being arrested and the Divrei Minus that he enjoyed that were apparently the cause for his arrest. The Gemara is going to tell us the idea that someone dies in the immediate aftermath of doing tshuva from Minus and from Erva, that the tshuva process is so overwhelming that a person can't survive it, that right after doing tshuva they're going to die, and that's going to lead us into the story of Reb Elazar ben Dordaya, who in fact died such a death. The Gemara is then going to tell us a story where the Chachamim had to choose between two paths, one that went through a Pesach Beis Avodah Zarah and the other by a Pesach Beis Zonos. And which one is the better way to go, to tempt oneself by the Pesach Beis Avodah Zarah or by the Pesach Beis Zonos? And then the Gemara is going to tell us about the arrests and the trials of both Reb Elazar ben Parta and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, what they were accused of, what their responses were to the accusations, and what happened to them ultimately as a result of those accusations when they were arrested by the Roman authorities. So let's begin at the two dots, Ein Bonin, in the five lines. Oh, today's daf, once again, is sponsored by Avishai and Elishav Newman, Lizuchus for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sar Freida Bas Chaya, Mishbotha for Shlema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we are again at the two dots at Ein Bonin. So says the Gemara, Amra Baruchan Amra Yochanan, Gimel Basil Ka'os Hein, that there are three types of Basil Ka'os, Shel Malchei Ovdei Chavim, the ones that are made for the kings, Vishal Merchatzos, the ones that are made by the bathhouses, Vishal Otzaros, and the ones that are made as the by the storage facilities, in Rashi writes, Shel Otzaros, the Skula Samelech Bonin Binyan Chazak, as a Skula for the king, they build a very the school of Samael, I mean, for his treasury, they build a very strong building. So they make a basilki. Amar Rava, Beis Laheter Ve'echel Yisr. Two of these are mutter, and you're allowed to help them build these structures, but one of them is usher to build with them. V'simin, Lesser Malcheyem Bezikim. The way to remember which one is usher is the pasuk, Lesser Malcheyem Bezikim, that the one that's for Malachim is the one that's usher, because that's where they're dan dinei nefashos, that's where they kill people, and you don't want to have any part in a building where they're going to kill people unjustly. Another version is that Rava says they're all mutter. But wasn't a basilki one of the things mentioned in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to help them build? So how can Rava say that all the three different types of basilkis are mutter to build? No, that's talking about a basilki built into a gardum in its stadia or a bima, that it's part of that other facility. But if it's but the three types of independent basilkis are all going to be mutter. Tan Rabban, Kshenitvas Reb Elazar the Minus. When Reb Elazar was arrested for Minus, by the Minim, Helelu Gardum Lidun. They brought him to a Gardum to judge him, meaning a place where they would typically kill people who are found guilty. So the Minim arrested him, and that's where they brought him. So Amar Lo, Oso Hegmon, Zakin Shekamoscha, Yasuk Bidvarim Betelim Alalu. So what was the accusation? The accusation was that he was learning Torah. So he said, such a smart man, why would you be osik in such dvarim betelim, in such silly things? Why would you be learning Torah? So Amalo neman alai hadayan. His only response was, I trust the dayan. So Kasavar also hegmon alavu omer. The hegmon thought he was talking about the human dayan himself. So he was very flattered. Vulo amar el kenegad avishav shemayim. But clearly he meant the true dayan. He meant avishav shemayim. He meant the ribonu shalom. Amar lo, ha'olve amanti alecha dimus patrata. He says, if you trust me so much, then dimus patrata. Rashi says, dimus hi yais Hashem yirasa v'nishbaba. By the name of dimus, which was the name of his avodah zarah, you are pater. So, I mean, I'm letting you off the hook and with the great rachamim of dimus of the avodah zarah. Keshabal beis nichnasu talmidav asal lenachamo v'lo kibul av tanchumin. When he came back home, his talmidim wanted to comfort him, and he wouldn't accept any comfort, meaning He was very distraught by something. So a couple of things over here. First of all, Rashi explains that what does it mean that he was nitfas leminus? That the minim arrested him to try to force him to do avodah zarah. The Nitziva of it writes that in the Merom Sada, that in the time of Rabbi Lazar, there were the people were pagans. They were of the elilim, and anyone who believed in Christianity was considered a min and was punished for it. So Rabbi Lazar was accused of that. He was nitfas beminos because they were accusing him of being an early Christian. So Rabbi Lazar, and that's why he got so upset later. That why would they think of me that I'm an early Christian? Why would they think that I'm believing in Christianity? So that's what the whole accusation was. He was nitfas leminos on accusations of minos, and that's why they were telling him, "What are you doing? This? You're a zaken. You should be a talmid chacham. Why are you busy with dvarim b'talim? Why are you doing this new religion?" So that's what he was, and he was upset that he was even accused of it. That's how the Nitziv explains in Merom Sada. Now this phrase dimus patrata, Rashi, like we saw, says that he was that they were swearing by the shame of avodah zarah. Ben Yoyada says that even though dimus is always a lashon of patur, Rashi doesn't say over here that it's a lashon of patur, because if dimus is lashon of patur, he should have said dimus ata, meaning you're pater. From the fact that he says dimus patrata, it must mean something else. Furthermore, Ben Yoyada says it could be that that's also lashon patur, and it's just that the Ovdei Chachamim believed that it's their avodah zarah that paters. So that's exactly what Rashi's saying, that it's the shame of avodah zarah. Whenever they're telling someone that they're pater, that they're being acquitted, they use that shame of avodah zarah, because that's the avodah zarah of acquittal. So that's why they use that shame of avodah zarah. Tosos, whoever, explains differently over here. Tosos writes that berachme avodah kachavim, he's swearing by the rachamim of his avodah zarah, and they quote from Yerushalmi that dimus is the lashon of rachamim. So the Binyan Shlomo explains that Rashi is not does not disagree with Tosos that dimus is the lashon of rachamim. Of course, it's lashon of rachamim. He just holds that they would call their avodah zarah dimus because you sometimes call somebody or even Nakrosh Baruch Hu by his midos, by what they are, by what they represent. So they would refer to lahavdil. They would refer to their avodah zarahs by the midos that supposedly these avodah zarahs represented. So Rabbi Lazar was inconsolable. Why was he inconsolable? So the avodah explains that it could be for two things. Either because that they were trying to be menachim him, that he was arrested for minos, and based on that, we understand Rabbi Akiva's response to him that we'll soon see, that he maybe was nen emidvar minos, so he was somewhat guilty. Or the other possibility, he says, is that they were menachim him on the fact that the hegemon thought that he was modal ledvar, that the hegemon thought that he gave the impression to the hegemon that he agrees to the avodah zarah, that whatever the dayan says, that it's all so, and that's what was so upsetting to him. Now it happens to be the halacha is the Rama writes in Yerodeh Simon Kufl and Zayin that a Yisrael is not allowed to say that he's an Ovid Kulchavim as a way of saving his life or saving himself from being thrown into jail or something like that. However, he's allowed to say, says the Rama, a lashon that's mashma l'shnei panim. He's allowed to do a Yaakov Avinu trick, right? He's allowed to say something that could mean two things, and it means one thing in his head, knowing that it means something else in the head of the person that he's talking to. That he's allowed to do to save his life. So he was mitzta'er. It would turn out that Rabbi Lazar was mitzta'er because he wanted to be machmir beyond the letter of the law. And ultimately, the nechama is that okay, even though you didn't get to observe this midas chasidus, because he wasn't trying to say a lashon that's mashmal shnei panim. But nevertheless, at least you weren't nichshal in actually doing any avera. So anyway, he was inconsolable. So what happened? Says Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Tazayim Beis. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, Tasheni lomar davarechan mimashali madatani. Rabbi, allow me to speak. Allow me to say something that you taught me. Amar lo emar. So he says, okay, say. Amar lo Rabbi, Shema minus baliyadcha v'hin achav alav nitfasta. Maybe some sort of minus was expressed to you. You got a geshmak out of it, out of the brilliance of it, and you and for that you were arrested. Amar lo Akiva. His katani says, you know what? You just reminded me. I had just such a story. One time I was going in the upper market at Tzipori, and I found a man by the name of Yaakov Ishkfar Schanya. Says, tells the Sarach Lomer, this is not the Yaakov Mina'a that we're going to have later on. Apparently, it was a Yaakov was a name that several Minim had. So he said, I found the Yaakov Ish Kfar Schanya, Amar Li Kosub Taraschem. And he said to me, you know, it says in the Torah, Lo Savi Esnan Zona, you're not allowed to use Esnan Zona, payment for a Zona, to pay for Karbonos. What about in the Beis HaMikdash facility, you had to have a bathroom for the Kohen Gadol? So in the Beis HaLishchus Beis HaParvo, where the Kohen Gadol would live for a week, obviously you needed a bathroom. Can you use the money of Esnan Zona to make a bathroom for a Kohen Gadol? V'lo Marti Lo Klum, I didn't respond to him at all. Amr Li, but he said, Kach Limdani, that this is, you know, they taught me this pasuk when I was in Yeshiva, when I was a kid. Kime Esnan Zona Kibtza, V'yad Esnan Zona Yashuvu, that it was gathered from Esnan Zona and it will return to Esnan Zona, meaning, Mimakom Atinofes Ba'u, Lemakom Atinofes Yelechu, that which came from a dirty place will go back to a dirty place. So, you're allowed to use Esnan Zona to pay for the Beis Akise because it came from something dirty, let it go back to something dirty. Vin Ani Adavar, and I thought that was pretty geshmak. It was a geshmak adrasha, even though that's not the Masorah of the Chachamim, and that's not, so it's a shtickel Dvar Minos, but I thought it was cute. So, because of that Hana'a that I got from it, that's why I was arrested. They said nitfasti l'minus, and that's why I was nitfas l'minus. V'avarti al mashkos b'torah harcheik me'alea darkecha zu minus, and that was a violation of the Torah that you have to stay far away from minus. V'altikra v'al pesach besa zu arashus, and altikra v'al pesach besa is the rashus, the authorities that end up killing people for their money. V'ikadar mi harcheik me'alea darkecha zu minus v'al rashus v'altikra v'al pesach besa zu zona, that altikra v'al pesach besa is a reference to a zona. Vikama, how far do you have to stay away from the Pesach of a zona? Amar Rav Chisda, Arba Amos. That specifically you have to stay away, Dalit Amos. A couple of things over here. In the Sefer Lechem Storm, he asks why Rabbi Lazar, Dafka, when he wants to identify what he violated, he quotes a pasuk midivrei Kabbalah. Avarti al mashakas b'torah harcheik me'alea darkecha. L'chora, there's a pasuk in the Torah that he violated because it's a law of Lo Sechanim to be mechabev, something that an Ovdik Chavim say. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Ilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Dalid, that the Yisra of Lo Seichanim is to be Mechabev Dover Tov, that a guy says. So he says, no, maybe the difference is to be Mechabev Dover Tov by going around saying, oh, the Ovid Chavim said this, and it was so intelligent, it was so smart. That would be the Yisra of Lo Seichanim. But in your mind, just to get a geshmak out of it, that would not be Lo Seichanim. And maybe that's why Hidavka picks the Pasuk Midivre Kabbalah, because it in fact was not a violation of Lo Seichanim. But he says he doesn't like this teretz because the Rambam says that it's also to be mesaper b'shevach masav shel Ovid Chavim, or to be mechabev davar midivrehem. So two isurim, lesaper in what the guy does, or to be mechabev what the guy says, what the Ovid Chavim says that you found to be gishmak. And both of those things are violation of schanim. So from the deed of the Rambam, it sounds like being mechabev even internally, even if you don't go around, unless you say mechabev means to make it beloved by others, to go around telling other people so that they enjoy it as well. And also just another ha'ara, he said, Vekama, how far away do you have to stay from the Pesach Zona? Arba Amos. Where do we get a shear Arba Amos? How do we know that it's Dalet Amos? So the Torah Chaim explains that the Pasuk could have said Al Tikrav Al Besa. When it says Al Tikrav Al Pesach Besa, so that's a raya that it's got to be Dalet Amos, because there are sugyas in the first paragraph of Basra, Dafir Aleph, that we give Kenegada Pesach Dalet Amos, that Kenegada, when you have several people that share a chatzar and they want to divide up the chatzar, so how do you figure out how much to give? So for each Pesach, we give Dalet Amos, because that goes along with the Pesach. So whenever we talk about Pesach, we're always going to use the Dalet Amos as the measurement. Says Gemara v'Rabbanan, Hai Me'asun Zona my Darshi Bay. Okay, the Rabbanan don't darsh in the pasuk like the Min did. What did they do with the pasuk of Me Esnan Zona? So Kidrav Chista, Dam Rav Chista called Zona Sheneskeres Lebesof Hisocheres. Any Zona that rents herself out to Zonos ultimately is going to have to beg other people and pay other people to be Mezana with her. Shneimer B'Sidcha Esnan VeEsnan Lo Nasal Nach VaTila Hepech. That it's going to be the exact opposite. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas, and this is against Rabbi Pedas. Dam Rabbi Pedas Lo Asra Torah El Kreva Shel Gilei. Arayas Bulvad. The idea they have to stay four amos away is against Rabbi Pidas. Rabbi Pidas says that when it says Lil Sikrav, it means actually having the Gilei Arayas. It doesn't mean going by the Pesach within four amos. Shenemar Ish Ish El Kol Sher B'Sarol Lil Sikravu Legalos Erva. So that's the... That's how we know that it means dafka legalos erva. And Tosus points out he doesn't understand why this is necessarily pliga de Rabbi Pidas. Rabbi Pidas says that the word tikrav in the Torah is arayos mamish, is erva mamish. But who says that midrabanan there's no additional iser? So asmachta from a pasuk that there's an additional iser of even going near. So that the Tosus suggests that we wouldn't have made it a smachta from the pasuk because the word tikrav by definition in his mind does not mean coming close to. It means actually committing the act. That's how he understands the word tikrav. Now it happens to be in terms of making a beis hakiseh out of the esnan, which was the original dvar minos that the guy said, and the Gemara is asking, well, what are the chachamim going to learn from that pasuk? Because obviously they're not going to learn about an issur of making a beis hakiseh from a dvar minos. So then Siv points out that you're allowed to make a beis hakiseh from esnan zona. Then Siv points out that you're talking allowed to make a beis hakiseh from Esnan. It's just that he didn't even to hear from a min a davar tov is not appropriate. But Esnan and Tziv, since that's true that you're allowed to make a beis hakiseh from an Esnan, why does the Gemara then follow up and say, and what would the Rabbanan learn from this pasuk? It was a davar tov, so maybe the Rabbanan and Taka learned the same thing from this pasuk. So Tziv suggests that it's true that you're allowed to make beis hakiseh from Esnan, but Tosus writes that you're even allowed to use for Bedek Habayis for Esnan, right? Tosus and Dibra Maskum Alasas Besakise, the Kohen Gadol near the Lavmi, the Raisa Kabay, the Pshita to Shari, the Afilu Rukum, the Veskache Akadashim of Shari, Ilavu, the Krab Parakal Slamim. Meaning, you're allowed to even do certain Bedek Habayis things with Esnan Zona. It's Hakrava, you're not allowed to be Karbanos with Esnan Zona. So it's Mutter anyway. So says in Itziv, that's why the Gemara asks, what are the Chamdarshan, because it was so obviously mutter. You don't need a drusha from a pasuk that you're allowed to make a beis hakiseh. You're allowed to do all sorts of bedek habayis things from an esnan zona. Okay, so says the Gemara further. Ula ki hava asi mibei rav. When Ula would come home from yeshiva, have a menashek lu la'achte abe yadayhu. He would kiss his sisters on their hands. Va'armila abe chadayhu. And some say that he would kiss them on their either on their necks or their upper arm. On their necks, right? Chazad derech bnei adam kshiyosim beis haknesses. Rashi says miyadu noshik lavelima legadim manu barkuva bepas yadav mishum kavod. So very interesting. Rashi says that when people would leave shul, they would the minag was right after doing such a mitzvah, they'd be mechabed the people who did such a mitzvah. So derech kavod, they would kiss the hands of their father or whatever. So this was a normal thing to do, to kiss the hands of people right after leaving yeshiva. This is a major discussion. There's the poskim have the halacha is, Ramah writes, based on Sefer Hasidim and other sources, that you're not allowed to kiss in shul. You're not allowed to kiss a child in shul because you're not supposed to show chavivus to a child in a makom that's designated to show chavivus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many of the Svardisha poskim try to come up with exceptions of why maybe that's dafka a child, or maybe that's only a kiss that's derech chiba, not a kiss that's derech kavod, because by the Svardim that was the minig in many, many places, that after someone's aliyah they would kiss their hand. You go up to the Chacham after davening, you don't shake his hand, you kiss his hand. So that was the minhag, so they had to somehow explain why they're not subject to that Ramah. It's a Ramah, it's not a Mechaber, but they distance themselves a little bit from it. They agree with the general principle of not kissing a child. I have a piece of my Sefer about this, but that's an important Rashi, that Rashi says that it's Derech Chavod about that issue. But it's also interesting that he went around and he kissed his sister. Me'echi Teisi, you're allowed to go. Rambam writes that it's considered a disgusting thing for a person to be physically affectionate with his sister, even though the Yetzer Hara for a sister doesn't really exist in the same sense that Yetzer Hara for women exists. It's more than a Yetzer Hara for a mother, which doesn't exist at all. But you're allowed to have yichud with a sister, just not derech kviyus. So the Yetzer Hara for a sister is not quite there. But nevertheless, the Rambam says that a person shouldn't even kiss crows. What you have to say say is, yeah, the Rambam writes that a person who's nogeya biderech taiva is in violation of some sort of isser, but any sort of negia that's so clearly not derech taiva, that's just meant as a basic interaction, but not at all derech taiva, would luchara be mutter. Rav Shachter told us once that someone there was a bal tshuva in yeshiva who he said he later became a very big kanai. He lives in Meir Sharm with 25 children and whatever. But at the time, he was just on the path, and his great aunt was coming, and he didn't know what to do. His great aunt is going to want to give him a hug and a kiss. So he asked Rabbi Willig what to do. Rabbi Willig said, "It's your great aunt. It's not going to be derech taiva. Let her give you a hug and a kiss." And he wasn't happy. So he asked Rav Shachter, and Rav Shachter said, "Yeah, it's your great aunt. Don't worry about it. Let her give you a hug and a kiss." He said, "These YU rabbis, none of them are from." So he said, "I'm calling Rav Moshe." So he called up Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe, the guy didn't speak Yiddish, so Rav Moshe told him in Yiddish, "Don't be a nar." So he went back to Rav Shachter. He says, "What does don't be a nar mean?" He said, "Don't be an idiot." Oh, okay. So that was the psak that he got. So you have to be carefully defined what's their type. So it may depend on the person that you're interacting with, whether it's feasible that such a thing would be derech taiva, and obviously the nature of the negia that one has. That's the big machlokas in the poskim about shaking a woman's hand. Is that called derech chiba? It is. It's showing a certain sense of respect and affection, but at the same time, it's not at all derech taiva. That's not the way that people would act as a derech taiva. I just got a call from a prominent Rosh Yeshiva last night. I had mentioned in a shir the story. And Rav Shachter always tells, I don't think it was such a terrible story, that when Rav Shimon Shkap had a granddaughter who wasn't religious, that lived with him for some time, and she had a friend over who was also not religious, and Rav Shimon walked into the house with some Talmidim, and the granddaughter's friend, who didn't know any better, sticks out her hand to Rav Shimon and says, "Shabbat Shalom." So Rav Shimon says Shabbat Shalom and shook her hand. And after the friend left, the granddaughter says, "I'm so sorry." She has no idea, obviously. She didn't know what she was doing. She has no idea that there's even a sensitivity. He says, "Yeah, she didn't know that you're not supposed to touch another man, but I knew that you're not supposed to embarrass somebody publicly." So that's the story that they tell. So this Rosh Yeshiva was very upset. He's mishpacha with Rav Shimon. He says, "How could you tell such a story? You know why the story was told. It was the granddaughter who wasn't from that was trying to push an agenda that, look, my grandfather wasn't from as you think he was, so how can you have any nemanus on that story, let alone to paskin halacha based on that story?" So I don't think Rav Shachter was paskining based on the story. I think he was paskining independent of the story, and he thought that the story fit nicely. So I went back and I listened. Rav Shachter actually, when he told that story, said, "Yeah, after the granddaughter died, they published all these stories in the newspaper. But I heard this 50 years ago from Rav Shimon's son in Toronto." So he wasn't just trusting the newspaper account of the story. Okay, I didn't know that at the time to tell the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, upliga didday adiday. So says the Gemara. And this Rabbi Pedas is against Rabbi Pedas himself. Damri lekreva bialma aser. This ula rather is against himself. Damri lekreva bialma aser. Mishum lecha amrin nazirus schar schar lekamr lo sikrav. That any sort of korva you have to distance yourself from. Just like a nazir who's not allowed to have wine has to distance himself from the entire kerem. Why was he making? What do you mean pligad didei adidei? Isn't that a stunning accusation to make against somebody that he's a hypocrite? That he says you're not allowed to have any sort of korva whatsoever. But he's going out kissing his sister on the neck. How's that allowed? Says Tosfos, Umasha Yamekel Atzmo, Hainu Mishum De Damya Leki Kshura. Because I mean, Beish Perek Beis Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis tells us there were certain Chacham that would dance with the Kala on their shoulders. And why were they allowed to do that? The Talmidim said, "Oh, that looks nice. We'd like to do that." And he said, "No, for me, I don't feel anything. She's like a beam. There's no taiva whatsoever. But for people on the lower Madrega, there's going to be taiva." So for Ula, there was no taiva whatsoever. And that's why it was permissible to do. Aluka Shtebanos Havhav. My Havhav. So Aluka is a reference to Gehenim. So there are these two daughters of Gehenim that it says Havhav. What does that mean? Amarukva Kol Shtebanos Shetzakos Meganim Va'omros Bolim Azeh Havei Avei. These are the two daughters that cry out in Gehenim and say that in Olam Azeh Havei Avei. My Ninhu. And what are these two things that in Olam Azeh are always asking to be brought things? Minus Var Rashus. The Minus and the authorities. Igadamri Rav Chisa Maruk. For Kol Gehenim Tzarkas Vameres Havili Shtei Banos Tzarkas Rames Vamalzeh Have Avei. That Gehenim is crying out and saying, "Bring to me that which says Have Avei." So Kol Ba'el Lo Yeshuvun Lo Yasigu Archos Chayim V'Chimiachesh Lo Shavu Heichan Yasigu. It says that they're not going to do tshuva, and therefore they will never achieve Archos Chayim. Well, obviously, without tshuva, why would you think you'd achieve Archos Chayim? No, Hachi Kamar V'Im Yeshuvu. That even if you do tshuva, Lo Yasigu Archos Chayim, you're still not going to live a normal life. L'Meimer De Kala Parish Minus Mayis. Does this mean to suggest that anyone who does tshuva from Minus is going to die in the immediate aftermath of that tshuva? V'Yehida Asayi L'Kamei De Rav Chisda. There was a woman that came to Rav Chisda V'Amar Lei Kala Shebekalas Asabena Katan Mimra Gadol. I've done some small averos, like the fact that my younger son was sired by my older son. So that was the Kala Shebekalos that I've done. So pretty bad averos. V'Amar Lei Rav Chisda Tarchula B'Zavdasa Velomesa. So Rav Chisda says that we should prepare Tachrichin for her because she's going to die. And Velomesa, turned out she didn't die. Midukamra Kala Shabakalos Michal Minus Nami Avyaba. If she says that was Kala Shabakalos, apparently she also did Minus, and that's why Rav Chisda expected that she would die when she does tshuva, but she didn't. So not everyone who does tshuva for Minus necessarily dies. Says Mara Udilo Hadraba Shapir Mishum Hakilo Mesa. She didn't really do tshuva. She didn't do the full-fledged tshuva. Had she done so, she would have died. Others say, what? Only when you do tshuva from Minos you're going to die in the immediate aftermath? And not when you do tshuva from Averos of Arayos? Same story. Rav Chisda's Vidula Zavdasa, prepare a tachrichin, umesa, and she died. So and you see clearly that by your own admission, her Avera was Arayos. Her Avera was not Minos. So mitkamra kala shabakalos machal de Minos nami havyaba. So the fact that it says kala shabakalos means that she must have also done Minos. And in this version of the story, she taka did die. That when she did tshuva, but it wasn't from tshuva, from the Arayos, who's from tshuva, from the Minus. Says Gemara, Ma'avera lo, and does one not die in the aftermath of tshuva from Arayos? Vat Hanya, but we have a brisa that tells us the famous story. Amra lavala Rulazabindur Daya Shlo Yiniach Zonachas Boelim Shlo Boela. That they say about Rulazabindur Daya that there wasn't a single zona that he wasn't Boel. Pamachashamashi Zonachas Bukrache Yamvayasuna tells Kisti Non Bishara that he heard about a certain famous zona that used to charge an exorbitant sum of money for his services. Not till Kisti Non Vahalach Vavarla Shabinaros. So he gathered together the money. He took the money and he traveled a great distance over seven rivers in order to find her. Bishas Hergel Dover Hificha. And just at the moment that they were committing the sin, she passed gas. Amran, she said, Shem Shaficha Zu Enu Chazaris Lamakama, Kachel Ezra Dudai and Mekabla Subachuva. That just like this gas that just left my body is never going to go back into my body, so Tereb Lezbin Dudai is never going to be able to do tshuva. Halach Vyashav in Shnei Harmugvaos, he went between the mountains and the valleys. Amar Harmugvaos Bicholai Rachimim. And he said they should ask Rachamim for him. Amrullo, they said to him, Ad Shanu Mvakish Malecha, Nevakish Alatzmenu. Before Mvakish Rachamim on you, we should be Mvakish Alatzmenu. Tulsa says, what? Mountains were talking? Like he was having a conversation with the mountains? What, was he going insane? He says, Lo Yeshiva Lokach, Elohaya Omer Belibo Shekach Yuchlu Lahashiv. This was all his thought process. In his mind, he was saying, what am I going to do? I'm going to ask the mountains to ask Rachamim. They could say that we have our own Rachamim to ask for. Or he says, he was talking to the Malachim, Inami Sar Shel Harim Hayimeshiv Kain, and there was an actual ongoing conversation. Anyway, Shenemar Ki Harim Yamushuvag Vos to Motena, Amar Shemayim Varetz Bikshalei Rachim. So he then turned to Shemayim Varetz, Amar Ratchan Vakshim Alechon, Vakish Alas Meir Shenemar Ki Shemayim Kasha Nimluch Varetz Kebegetivla. So that we have our own problems. Amar Chamal Vana Bikshalei Rachim. Let the sun and the moon be Vakish Rachim. Amar Ratchan Vakshim Alechon, Vakish Alas Meir Shenemar Chafar Alvana Bosha Achama. We have our own busha to deal with. We have our own issues. Amar Kochav Mazalos Bikshalei Rachim, let the Kochav Men Mazalos be Mevakish Rachim. Amar Lo Atshon Mevakish Melecha Nevakish Al Atzmenu. We too have our own problems. Shenemar V'Nimoku Kol Tzvar Shemayim. Amar Ein Adavar Talo Yalabi. He came to the realization that it's all up to him. He Niach Rosh Ben Birkov. He put his head between his knees. V'Go'a B'Bechia, and he cried out Ad Shiyatsa Neshmaso till his neshama left him. Yatsa Baskal V'Amar Rav Lezer Ben Dedaya Mezuman L'Chay Olam Haba. That Rav Lezer Ben Dedaya is Mezuman L'Chay Olam Haba. What do you see from here? V'Hach Ba'Avei Rahab. hava umis. His avera was arayos, it was not minus, and he died in the process of doing tshuva. So don't you see that you die in the process of doing tshuva from avera as well? His connection with arayos was so great that it was as strong as one's connection with minus normally is, and that's why ultimately he died. And Rebbe cried out, and we had this before, Dafir Alf, now we have Dafyud, Yir Alf, I remember, and now he cries out again, and he says that a person could be Kona Alama, Dafir Alam Bezit says, a person could be Kona Alama B'Kamashanim, a person could be Kona Alama B'Shah Achas. V'Amer Rebbe, Lo Dayin L'Balei Tshuva Shemekablen Osan, and not only are we Mekabel from Balei Tshuva, El Shekor Nosan Rebbe, that they're called Rebbe, because the Baskel came out and said that Rabbi Hanin Ben Derdaya is Mezum and Chayel Maba, called him Rebbe, even though nothing he did during his lifetime would have warranted the title of Rebbe. So a number of things. Maybe let's work our way backwards. That they call him Rebbe. So in the Avodas Avodas, Shlomo Kluger explains, why was he called Rebbe? Because anyone who teaches other people a valuable lesson is called the Rebbe. So someone who does tshuva teaches other people to follow suit and to also do tshuva. That's the Gemara that we had earlier in the Masechta, that Lo Hayah David Roy Lo Samaisa, and the Dar HaMidbar was not Roy Lo Samaisa, but they did those Maisim so that they could teach others that tshuva is possible no matter what kind of Averi you do. So in that sense, he's a Rebbe as well, because he taught Rebbe a Chiddush, that you could be Kona, not just that you could do tshuva, but he also taught Rebbe a Chiddush, that you could be Kona Olamo B'Shah Achas. Bali Musar asked why Rebbe cried about Kona Olamo B'Shah Achas. Is it that the possibility, the Marsha says, that he cried because look how much more he could have done had he dedicated his entire life to Mitzvah Meisim Tovim? This is what you could do in a moment. Can you imagine what you could do in many, many moments? And it's so sad that he didn't have the many, many moments to do it. He just had the one moment. Others say, the other Achronim suggest, no, it sounds like Rebbe's actually comparing the Shah Achas, meaning not contrasting Shah Achas with Arbishon, but comparing and saying that what you could do in many years, you could also do in one moment. That's what others suggest, that Kona Lama B'Shah Achas is we have no idea what the Zuchus of any given Mitzvah is. And sometimes you can work for years and years and years, and the Zuchus that you that you have at the end to show for it could be achieved with a different mitzvah in a Shah Achas. So that's why you have to be so careful about every single mitzvah, because we never know about the zechus of any given moment. There is also tshuva, another ara, tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov and Chelik Beis and Kufir Aleph, whether a person who dies derech tshuva, he wants to be mekayim in himself dalad mises beizdin, because he thinks he's chayiv dalad mises beizdin, whether that is a status of mavir atzmul das, where you don't give him proper kvura and velus v'chulei. So he says you cannot bring a raya from Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. He did not commit suicide. He died mirov agmas nafsho, but he did not commit suicide. So you can't bring a raya from there. Also, he puts his head between his knees. Two explanations. Ben Yoyada says fetal position. Tshuva shlema means you go back to the beginning. You go back to the purity that a person is bali olam below chet. So that's why he dafka took the fetal position. The Yalkut Eliezer, however, suggests differently. He says that normally for a person to be successful in avodas Hashem, the lower half of his body has to be meshubud to the upper half of his body. He was signifying that for him it was reversed. Hiniach Rosho ben Birkov, he put his head between his knees to show that his avera was that he allowed his intellect and his heart and his desires to be kafuf to his base animal instincts to the lower half, and that ultimately is what caused his downfall. Now, why is it that anyone who's parish min aminus is going to die? It seems very strong. So Rashi says because he has such tsar that to overcome that yetzer hara is so painful, it's such a process that it will kill a person. I mean, the yetzer hara is so strong that to then overcome it and defeat it can kill a person. The Marsha says that it's because me'ashamayim merachamim alav. Some yetzaras are so strong, they're so addictive, that even after a person does tshuva, there's a very high likelihood that he's going to fall back into his old habits. So it's a rachmanus min hashamayim that he dies in the aftermath of tshuva, so that he won't have the opportunity to fall back into that habit. That's how the Marsha says. There are many other explanations as well, but let's get moving over here. We're going to run out of time. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonasan have a ka'azli bo'urcha. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonasan were walking on the road. Matulanu trei shavili. They got to a fork in the road. One of the paths would have taken them by the Pesach of a Beis Avodah Zarah, and the other by a Pesach of Beis Zonos. Let's go by the Beis Avodah Zarah, because the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah has been destroyed. The Chachamim were able to be Mevakish Rachamim, and it was Nimsur B'Yadam, and there's no longer a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. That would be the much safer place to go. No, let's go to the place with the greater Yetzer Hara. We'll overcome the Yetzer Hara and we'll receive a great schar for overcoming that Yetzer Hara. If you look at Tap Tosis and the Kan Yishlum Shadarach Laharch and Pesach Besa Vodzchavim, Kol Mashiach, Mishum Dichsiv, Al Tikrav Al Pesach Besa, Umukmi Labavodzchavim, Shari Rotzu Lechas Yosra Pisch de Bezonos, that we have a minog that we stay away as far as we can from a Pesach Besa Vodzara. That if you're crossing, it used to be the minog that if you're walking down the street and there's a church on the street, you cross the street, you go on the other side. You don't want to be even near the Pesach of the base of Avodah Zarah. Tzitz Eliezer writes in the Tshuva that minug was when he was a child, he remembers that when a parent would walk with a child and they would pass by a church, they'd cover the child and they'd start saying psukim about how we have to destroy Avodah Zarah and that Avodah Zarah are the Kates to Shakzen and Bukhulei. They would say these things so because it would have an impact that they would want to make an impression that that's something that we stay far away from. So anyway, so he said, let's go to the place where the greater Yetzer will get schar. Kimat is obviously the Achronim asked the Kasha that you're not supposed to do that in general on two levels. You're not supposed to tempt Yetzer. You're also not supposed to do mitzvah so that you can get schar. Okay, so Kimat u'asam chazinu lezonos ischanu mikamayim. The zonos ran inside when they saw them. Amalei minalacha. He said, how did you know that this is what we were supposed to do? Amalei mizima tishmar lach tevuna tenatzracha. Amalei rabban l'rava. My mizima. What is mizima? Ilei matorah dechsev bazima mentagminan atzas chatoin. That the word mizima means Torah because it's translated as etza. Uksiv hifli etza higdil toshia ihachi zima mibayilei. Then the word should have been zima, not mizima. So it can't mean that it's Torah. So achi kamer midvar zima tishmar lach Torah tenatzracha. That your Torah will protect you from a Devar Zima. Zima means nos. So go to the Beis Zonos. You can go by the Beis Zonos, but if you're someone who learns Torah, your Torah will protect you from the Beis Zonos. Tan Rabban, Kshenitfasu Rabbi Elazar ben part of Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion. When Rabbi Elazar ben part of Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion were arrested, Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben part of Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion, Ashrecha, Shenitfas al Dover Echad. How fortunate you are that you were arrested with one accusation against you. Oili Shenitfasi al Chamisha Dvarim. I was arrested with five accusations. Amalei Rabbi Chanin, Ashrecha, Shenitfas al Chamisha Dvarim, Vatanitzel. Now you're lucky that you have five accusations because you're going to be saved as a result of that. Meaning the fifth one turns out to be a Dvar Sheker, as we're about to see, and that's what's ultimately going to be your salvation. I was only arrested for one thing. I'm not going to be saved. And the reason you're zocha to this is because you didn't only learn Torah, you were also seeking gemilas chasadim. I only learned Torah, I didn't do enough chesed. Anyone who's also only in Torah is as if he doesn't have a God. That Bali Torah cannot be satisfied in their Torah. They have to realize that they have a major job of doing great chesed. I think they say that on Reb Chaim's tombstone it says that he's a Rav Chesed. That's all he wanted. That his house was known. We think of Reb Chaim, the Gaonus, and the Torah of Reb Chaim. He was more known in his time for being a Bal Chesed. That's how enormous his chesed was. So Shnemar v'yam Rabim Lisa l'lo el k'emes. My l'lo el k'emes. Shekalo osik p'toro b'lvad doma k'mishen lo aloka. Anyone who's only osik in Torah as if he doesn't have a God. Wheels chesedim lo asak. Is this really true that he wasn't osik in gemilos chesedim? That who was it? Rabbi Elazar ben Parta was not also in Mils Chasadim. Vatani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Lo Yitein Adam Osav Larniki Shal Tzadak Elam Ken Muna Lav. I mean Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion. Elam Ken Muna Lav Talmud Chacham Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion. Didn't we say that you're not allowed to? You shouldn't. Your Gabbai Tzadaka should be someone like Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion. Doesn't that imply that he was a Gabbai Tzadaka and therefore he was also in Chesed? So Imnu Hu Da'av Mehemen Miavad Lo Avad. Now he wasn't really Gabbai Tzadaka. We were just saying he's very trustworthy. So you should have a Gabbai Tzadaka that's as trustworthy as him. Vatani Amar Lo. But then we have a brayso where he told the story that he knows that he's going to be zochet olam haba because he once mixed up Moshel Purim with Moshel Tzedakah. So it sounds like he actually controlled Tzedakah funds. So miyavad avid kidbay leilavid. Yes, of course he was involved in chesed, but not as much as he could have or should have, and that's why he felt it was insufficient. Asyula Rabbi Elazar ben Parta amru my time tanisa my time ganavta. So first the trial of Rabbi Elazar ben Parta started, and they said to Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, Why did you learn Torah? And why are you a ganav? Amlu isaifa lo safra, isaifa lo saifa. Those two things, they're incongruous. They can't coexist, to be a ganav and learn Torah. So obviously that's not true. Umidahalasa hanamilasa. So if they can't both be true, one of the things you're saying is a lie. So mustama, both of the things you're saying is a lie as well. So he didn't say beferish, I didn't learn Torah, but it was pretty clear that's what he meant. My time of Karlach Rebbe. Oh yeah, if you don't learn Torah, why do they call you Rebbe? Rabin Shel Tarsiyamani. I am a master weaver. That's why they call me Rebbe. Isolate Treki Bari Amrle. Hey Dashasi, hey Darva. So they went, they brought him a weaving implements, and they said, okay, identify the parts. Let's see if you're a master weaver. He had no idea. Israchle Nisa, Asi Ziburti, Tosval Dashasi, Vasi Zibur of Yasaval Da Arva. A female and a male bee position themselves on the two threads, the vertical ones and the horizontal ones, and by that way he was able to identify which one goes inside of the other, because the male one is the one that goes inside of the female. So by the bees that sat themselves there, it was a nes min shemayim, he was able to identify it, which means he knew enough insect anatomy to identify the difference between the male bee and the female bee, even if he didn't know much about weaving. So amalu hayda shasya v'hayda, that's Rashi's understanding. Tulsa says it wasn't a male and a female because it's impossible to tell the difference between a male and a female. These are zibor and ziborta, is a wasp and a bee. They're two different types of animals. Anyway, so Haydashas Haydarvis, we identified them. Amle my time losis lebe avidan. So he said, well, why don't you come to our base of Adazar when we have our celebrations? Amlu Zakani Simisari and Ishamit Rusun Braglechem. I was afraid I'd get trampled. I'm an old man. Amru Vadi Nakamasabi Yitramus. Really? You hear about a lot of tramplings by us that you were worried about this? Is Rachash Nisa who Yama? It's Ramas Khad Saba. That day someone was trampled to death. Why did you free your slave? That's absolutely false. So one of them was going to get up to testify against him. Elio came and dressed up as one of the Chashuv Malchus. And he warned him, this guy's getting miracles. You don't want to testify against him. He had chutzpah. He was going to testify anyway. So there was a letter that this fellow was supposed to deliver. Elio made it go a great distance where the fellow was not able to show up and to testify, and that's how he got off against all of these accusations in court. Hashem will continue the story with Rabbi Ben Tzadion tomorrow.